The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning, and it's 7:05 in the morning here on Thursday. How are you? This is Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment. Many of you, if you're following the story, is that he's on horseback. Odina has finally gotten clear. From all the little health issues that she's had, she's in the clear. And so they are on what they call the Modoc tribe ride. They're up in Modoc County with, I don't know. Last I heard from him was before they went up into the wilderness, up in the mountains where there is no cell. So if you're trying to get a hold of him, forget it. Anyway, I guess there's 40 or 50 guys that do this on an annual trip. This is his first time. He had to be invited. Again, I said this yesterday. He had to fill out paperwork, take a picture, you know, just so whoever's in charge kind of knows these are the guys that are going. And it's a 4-day trip, so it should be very interesting when he comes back down on Saturday. Some of the stories he probably won't be able to tell. I'm sorry, we got to get Nigel on. What'd you say, Nigel? They
You're
sleep.
On. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. So they sleep out on a cot, just out in the open. Somebody brings a tent. I'm not really sure. He did not. He has a cot and a sleeping bag, and they're out in the open. And they highline the horses. And then I'm not really sure. He'll probably take lots of pictures and share that, so we'll get to see that. Hey, 92 today, and right now I wanted to, before we even go into the weather, I want to tell you who's in the station with me, who's in the studio with me right now. I have Dr. Doug McConnell. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Reading. It's wonderful to be back and visiting, and love to see you and Carl. We had a wonderful dinner the other evening.
We had our dinner club at DeCaro.
Yep, it was a very good dinner.
It was wonderful.
And a wonderful, if you go to their restaurant, you got to meet Izzy. She's a wonderful server.
Yes. And our bartender, I think it's Kevin. He was fabulous.
Yeah, he was. He put up with us.
Yeah.
He's not tolerant for us.
And also with us this morning is the one and only Nigel Skeet.
The one and only. Good morning.
You know, I mean, you're just a character, and, you know, you're
I'll take it.
Very much respected and loved. We're going to be talking with you in just a bit about you are the founder of Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. It's been a 1.5 year old. It's a partnership, and all of the things that are going on with what is the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, because we know about the Reading Chamber of Commerce. So this is a new entity. We want to discuss that. And Doug will be here with me this morning. We've got Rebecca Bear coming on at the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, I would like to give you the forecast. 92 will be our highs today. Sunny. Hazy's in areas of smoke. I know my eyes have just been, my goodness, I don't know what it is. It doesn't feel like it, but I was out at 5 o'clock this morning walking the dog. And I think this just, you know, we do have this smoke in the air. So tonight, 63, tomorrow, 94. And did you see, it rained yesterday, little sprinkles of rain.
Yep.
So we are going to have that as well, a chance of showers on Saturday with our highs of 86 and Sunday, 86. So that's, you know, we've got a 30% chance of showers, absolutely. And everything is under the triple digits with 92, 94. 86 and 86 for the next 4 days. The weather is brought to you always by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. All right, let's get right to it. And by the way, we always say Shasta Regional Medical Center always brings us the top of the hour, and healing begins here. And I have nothing but wonderful things to say about Shasta Regional, because I've never been in the hospital, but when I had to be in the hospital, which is about 4 years ago. I was in there for 4 days and treated very, very well, really taken care of. And Doug,
yes,
let's segue to you. Mm-hmm. You were the head heart surgeon at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
From 2009 to...
Our medical center, yes.
Yeah, about 2015. And then Paul Mazur followed me. So we thought we had... I came up briefly, came up in 2009 thinking I'd stay for 2 years. Ran into the best group of nurses and perfusionists and PAs that I've ever worked with. And we had a good run up until, I think I aged out. You know, you get to be
well, that says a lot.
It was,
when
yeah.
you say that you came up here thinking it was a two-year, like, okay, I mean, you have Southern California was in Long Beach area was kind of your home as a surgeon, and you decided to make a change, came up here for you to say you stayed longer and you had a great team. Says a whole bunch.
I had been in Long Beach for 30 years, really, and then was asked to come up and help a surgeon who was here go on vacation, and came up as a temp. And I looked around and saw the beauty of Reading and Shasta County, which we'll hear from Nigel. Then they eventually asked me to stay, which I was flattered, and thinking it would do it 2 years. But the natural charm and the great people we met and the people we worked with had me stay, extend my time, and we bought a little condo. And up until 2002 is when we moved back to Long Beach for our 11th grandchild down there.
Oh, and we miss you. We miss you.
Question, as a surgeon, like, mm-hmm. when you've been doing it for so long, mm-hmm. is there a point where you feel like, okay, maybe I should slow down, like with your hands and coordination?
Well, I only got, it's really judgment and experience that allows you to, your mechanical skills are pretty much the same. The technology also changes over time. But in my case, I was solo, so I was on call every night and every weekend I was here. But due to the good nurses and the personnel and the people, it worked great. When you're in my world as a heart surgeon, you don't do a heart surgery alone. There's eight people that had to come in, and it was the other seven that we all held each other up. So, no, it was quite enjoyable, but I did eventually get a problem in my shoulder and my fingers. My alacrity was changing, and you either should be full game or out of the game. And that's when we searched and brought up other surgeons, and then I became an assistant. But that was like 74 or 5.
Excellent. Well, I've known you for a while, so it's been fun seeing a fellow photographer out in the wild.
We do have that same interest, and I even brought my little drone.
You brought your drone so you could share your gear.
Well,
I love that.
Yeah. And, well, he walks in with a Leica, so he sort of trumped me on that one.
Well, I don't understand cameras. What, a Leica, is that like state-of-the-art? What is that, Leica?
Leica? They pretty much invented 35-millimeter photography.
Okay.
And it is... it's probably the best that you can get.
It's every man's Ferrari.
Yeah. Not quite the price of a Ferrari, but it...
Beautifully designed, does what it does, without a lot of flourishes, but it's you're holding something that you realize this is a worked and engineered device.
Yeah.
And you
sort beautiful.
Of, yeah.
Beautiful.
I used to be a Leica guy for 15, 20 years, and then they did stray behind the digital and autofocus. So that's when I switched to Canon.
Mm-hmm.
But they've caught up.
Good.
So it's been great.
Well Nigel has been, by the way, my photographer of choice. You have seen some of his great work in the North State. Well, he's done national work, by the way. I mean, he's, you know, been famous in the rock scene down in during the heavy metal big band era, from what I know, and beyond. You did a lot of work in the L.A. area, as far as I remember you talking about this whole story about Skid Row that was fascinating, and you did a whole pictorial documentary on that. You have a deep love for country and community, and I love that you've had a show here about the great outdoors, and now you are a founder of the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. And we want to talk more about that, but we've got to take a break, so we're going to go hit that when we come back. Tell us what that is. You know, tell us about the organization. It's a year and a half old. And when you say it's a partnership, we want to hear if you could enlighten us all about the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Nigel Skeet, who's involved, how do we become involved, et cetera, as well as Doug McConnell. We're going to be talking energy in the half hour from 7:30 to 8. Doug's got some wonderful statistics and some things that have been interesting in his study of what going green means to some and what going green means to others. So we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. That's right. That's our bank of choice. 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. You know, we've got one in downtown and one in Anderson. You can also visit online at bankcornerstone.com. They sponsor also many local and, many local events. You know, we love that. Cornerstone Community Bank, really part of being part of our community. We'll be right back after these messages. By the way, this is Linda Bott, and, we are Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, streaming as well on KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right.
There you go.
Thursday, 8:50, it's the 15th. We're in the middle of the month already for for August. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. By the way, 71 degrees. It's going to be 92 today. Sunny, then hazy. Areas of smoke tonight at 63. This is Linda Bott, and we're coming in with this segment. I've got Dr. Doug McConnell, a longtime friend, surgeon, former surgeon here at Shasta Regional Medical Center, is in town for a little while with your beautiful wife, Bonnie. Thanks for coming on this morning. I always love having you here.
Love to be here.
And Nigel Skeet, who in this portion we're going to be talking with Nigel regarding the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
So, shoot. Tell our listeners, okay, because this is a new entity.
It's about a year and a half old, but I've been up here 14, 15 years. And to cut a long story short, I got to the point from a marketing standpoint that it felt like something was missing from our region, our entire Northern California region, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. But then I think it was about 3-4 years ago, I realized that of all the Northern California counties, there was one county not engaged in any of its own representation, marketing, branding, or anything like that, and that was Shasta County. Siskiyou County, Trinity County, Humboldt County, all the other counties, yes, but in Shasta County itself was not participating in its own marketing and its own branding, its own representation, and it's been missing out on a lot of opportunity, a lot of money, and all that. So started the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, wanted to see how it would be received. So we set a few ground rules. So it is a partnership between myself, California Adventure District, and then James and Yvonne with Enjoy, and then Jason with Reading Buzz, right? It's been a great combination because, as you know, working with musicians and bands and stuff like that, if the band doesn't work well together, it sucks.
Right.
And so this is the kind of entity that you can't do by yourself. So have a great band.
I like that.
James and Yvonne are amazing, and Jason is just this, you know, energizer bunny, and it's been really, really good. So we did set a few ground rules for the Shasta County Chamber. Number one, that the three of us anyway, we wouldn't take any money from it. Number two, we wanted to set the example of working together throughout our region instead of being siloed. So we joined the Palisito Chamber. They joined us. We joined Anderson, they joined us. We joined Trinity County, they joined us. You know, McLeod and these little communities, chambers, and that's been great. And so we set out this goal to magnify Shasta County as a whole. Right?
Now, one time, if I'm not mistaken, because a gal that used to work here, her sister was in was the film commissioner, and there used to be a building when you came in that was right in front of the Civic, and you could go in and it would be a one-stop shop where you could find all the stuff that was going on with Shasta County. Those were my early days of coming to Reading, and then that closed, and then so many things moved online. You can't really go in someplace and talk to somebody, you know, so at one point, they used to, I think, do these conventions and represent Shasta County all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening.
No.
Like when you set a booth up, know, and talk about, here's my county or here's my area, and let's talk about, like, what you can do if you come up in this region.
Yeah. Well, but just to be sure, you know, Reading, there's a lot going on in Reading. I love Reading. And Reading's been doing a good job for the Reading tourism, which is great. But there's so much else going on around the county, right? I mean, Shasta County is 3,800 square miles, right? And when you look at the individual chambers, so like the Burney Chamber, they're doing great. And they have a lot of stuff going on in Burney and Intermountain area, right? There's a lot of stuff going on. And it would be hard to promote all of it because there's so much of it. Right, it's the same thing with Shasta Lake, with the actual lake. There's so much going on at the lake, even in terms of fishing. Right, the number of fishing competitions, fishing championships, and all that kind of stuff. It's crazy how much is going on that we are unaware of here.
Okay, now Doug, you were ready to pose a question.
Well, it sounds like a great idea. Why hasn't happened before? But in truth, when you taking our RV trips across the country that we did, you would come to areas and you would have folders and people who would actually talk about the whole area, not just the city of, well, we pulled into Reading, Pennsylvania, and you could learn everything there was to do about the Amish community, and they were there. It was part of the adventure, unhook our Jeep, but we weren't just going to stay in Reading, Pennsylvania. Yep. It was a whole region we wanted to explore. Yep. And that's also true up here.
Well, Reading, you know, Reading has done a good job about promoting Reading, and then, you know, like you said, the day trips out to Burnie and the day trips out to Lassen and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Where we want to go is, why don't you spend a couple nights out in there? Why don't you spend a couple nights out in Burnie? Why don't you spend a couple nights out at the lake, right? And build those kind of itineraries, for example.
Now, do you have a website? Can somebody go?
ChesterCountyChamber.com.
Okay.
So here, in Long Beach, I met at an RV park several families from Italy and France that would come over and rent an RV and would start a two-week journey in their USA.
Yeah.
And their first night was always in Long Beach, and I happened to be there and help them hook up and do other stuff. But to them, this was magic. But they had made this long trip to LAX and get an RV. You have the same airport here, and do you think people would want to come to Northern California at the right time of the year and take tourism that would start in Redding but end up taking them into Oregon and up to the coast and back down? Yeah. There's an international market because you have an airport with the runways and the facilities that could handle that. And no, I don't know of any big tour groups that come to our airport. Maybe they do, but why not?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the questions I started to ask
and
realized there's, you know, somebody said, well, why do you start the Shasta County Chamber? Well, because there wasn't one. Right? And so you see kind of an opportunity or a hole in the market, and you do it. And so and it's been great, to be honest with you, because as the Shasta County Chamber, we've gotten to go throughout the county. We have our roundups or our meetings at various places around the county.
Mm-hmm.
And we've met some amazing people.
Well, on your website, you've got one on August 21st that's going to be at Good Times Pizza in Palisadro.
Yeah.
Let's see if the – at noon.
At noon. We do our roundups once a month. We try and do them at a member restaurant, right? And we get together, have meetings and news and updates, and food is served, right? Mm-hmm. And so last month a few weeks ago was up in Lakehead. And then I think April we did out in MacArthur, right? Shingletown.
Yeah.
Lots in Reading, too, though. So we want to unify the county. So it's been great.
Well, we came up here to Reading to work, but then we really expanded quickly into the whole area you're describing.
Yeah.
But it was a series of – there was no sense of an integrated county present, but everybody said you got to go to Singletown or go over to Burnie.
That's right.
So this destination, that destination. But, yeah, this is I think it's a wonderful idea.
Thank you. And so I've been before the Board of Supervisors I don't know how many times over the last 4 years. And so telling them to, like, hey, Shasta County needs to – get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally they are.
Oh, good.
That's good.
I was hoping to hear the happy ending.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can get a newsletter, or you can go to ShastaCountyChamber.com, which I've just have done.
And just so you know, you are members of ours. And we wanted to make it a low barrier entry. So, so it's $97 a year, whether you're mom and pop or Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Costco joined, by the way.
Right. Saw that.
And so, so it's you know, it's been great.
Well, you know, as a community station here, we feel like we can support Reading. We support, you know, you can hear the station all the way out to Carl City. Listen to the Corning, actually, on the 5. So, you know, we don't actually reach out to many businesses in Cottonwood. You know, I mean, but that's part of when you do radio. You want everybody's voice to be heard.
Yep.
So there's room for everybody. And I know what it is to be a small ma and pop station and go up against the bigger guys.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, we do have to take a break.
Sorry.
Nope. Dr. Doug McConnell's telling us it's time to
You're
take a break.
You're not on call, are you?
Yeah.
No.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we...
I am for my daughter.
Thank you, guys.
Well, okay. And, Nigel, thanks so much for joining us
yep.
and sharing with us. There's so much to discover with you always. So I'll see you a little bit later.
Ciao.
Okay, thanks. We'll be right back.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Unleash the heat and let the hunt turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Happy Thursday, 7:34 in the morning. How are you today? It's the 15th of February. Yes, and a lot of people are celebrating things today. And Ben.
Good morning.
Ben, can you pull up what, you know, of course, Carl does this every day and ask you what day of the year is it? The special day.
We have a few.
Okay. What do we have?
I think this one's pretty cool. National Leathercraft Day.
Leathercraft. Okay.
And we have National Lemon Meringue Pie Day.
Oh.
My favorite. That's good.
Ooh. Lemon meringue pie.
And what I'm going to do after work, National Relaxation Day.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I'm just trying to think about the last time, Doug. I'm going to say this. Doug, hey, by the way, if you're just tuning in, Dr. Doug McConnell, former heart surgeon here, the head of the heart surgery you've done so many. It's fascinating to hear your stories, Doug, of some of the miracle work that you and your team have been able to. I mean, you know, miracles we know happen that we're the vessels for the miracles mm-hmm. to work. And sure. So to hear some of the wonderful procedures that you've accomplished and have been successful is really, you know, miraculous. And Reading was blessed to have you here, and that's how we met.
It is.
You were here, mm-hmm. you and your beautiful wife,
Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've stayed friends through the years, and we miss you. You've gone back to Long Beach. In fact, that call that just came in was your daughter, mm-hmm. and I said, of course, family always comes first. And she's, would you say she's in charge of a PA?
She actually worked up here as a PA as she graduated with Jim Gonzalez, and then in the ER at Shasta Regional, and finally with the Indian Health Service. She was, it was sort of her residency, although she had her degree, and then moved to, she and her husband, who was working at REU as an engineer, they moved, returned to Southern California, and she was there, got a teaching position. Now she's the director of the whole program and enrolled in a PhD program, so we're quite proud of her. And she's got three kids. And
very involved with your grandchildren,
yeah. Oh, yeah. And so she runs a very busy life, and she was in her car in L.A. traffic heading to her place. So she'll often call me in the morning, and I forgot yes. to silence my phone. So,
oh, no. I mean, I can say that how many times have with my friends that live in LA, that's when we would talk is when they were in traffic. It was a great time for them to catch up. And
my son down there, look for baseball fans on the Paul Skeens is the miracle pitcher, new draft in the Major League Baseball. Matt, my son, is his agent. He actually met him in high school. Well, nurtured him. He picked him up in high school when he was a young guy in Southern California and got him to.
Yes.
Got him to Air Force Academy and then to LSU, and is now the leading phenomenon in Major League Baseball as a young pitcher who opened the All-Star game this year pitching to a great honor. So
you have, you know,
successful kids doing really well in their fields.
Yeah, that's great. So you and Bonnie get a chance to really be with all the kids are down there.
Yes.
Including her sons and mm-hmm. granddaughters. Yeah. So that's just
11,
fast.
Yeah. 11 and soon to be 12 granddaughters.
Yeah. Soon to be 12. That'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
So it's always great to have you back up here. And when you, I mean, I was so happy to hear that you could join me today. And you know what? You, something that's near and dear in your heart, because, you know, not only have you just been just a successful, fantastic heart surgeon, and have performed one-of-a-kind surgeries that, I mean, that would take like a whole 3 hours to go over like one particular story. But you gave a talk to a business group here in Reading. Did a lot of prep work on energy and about you just before you even started, you started throwing statistics out at to me, and I think some of our listeners would be fascinated with one such fact sure. regarding gasoline.
Okay. Well, I've been involved in this because we're all Californians are. We're being pushed and pulled or dragged or talked to into the new Green Deal. And so there's a wonderful book that I've purchased and read and reread every year called Physics for Future Presidents. It's a written by a Berkeley professor, and he really reminds politicians and need to understand the limits of actually the real world of physics around us. So, and here's a story about, for us, everybody realizes, the state wants to go all green. We got a deadline and no more engines to be produced and so forth. But here's a little physics fault that they aren't talking about, which I think they should be. The state of California in 2022 can only produce, I'll try to put it easy, 203 billion kilowatt hours. That's production of electricity that we need to feed into the grid for your air conditioners and your hair dryers and your home and into the charging things for EVs. But that's all we can produce. That's it. That's the maximum we as a state produce. If you take the energy, I mean, you ban gasoline and diesel and remove it from moving things, the actual calculation based on the energy you're taking away from the gasoline and diesel, which I'll talk about in a second, you're going to require not just the 203 billion kilowatt hours that we can produce, but a new 250 billion kilowatts. In other words, you're going to have to double the generation power of the current state of California. They never talk about what that will take to more than double our electric production. And then they want to do that only with green energy, in other words, no natural gas. So if your goal is to produce not just the 203 that we need for today, but you want to produce, add 250 billion kilowatt hours to that, you could say, well, we could have dams. Well, they don't like dams. But anyway, Hoover Dam, you would need 62 Hoover dams.
60, built. Wait, let's just say that again. In parentheses.
Yes. If you're going to use a dam, you would need the equivalent of 62 new Hoover dams to produce the energy you would need to feed the automobile and truck industry. If you want to do it with just a Shasta dam, it would take 130 Shasta dams. There, we know how much they produce, so you got to find 130 more. That's not going to happen. If you're going to have wind towers, you know, they talk about the magic of green wind, you're going to need to build 77 more farms, and the largest one in the country is 32,000 acres. So you need 77 times 32,000 acres, 2,460,000 acres in the state just with windmills. And, of course, it's not persistent. Okay, well, solar is equally as bad outcome. That's going to take up a lot. But then the last choice is say, well, nuclear reactors, we can use, we'll back off and nuclear power, we could use that. It's clean. It is, actually, so we can manage the waste factor. Well, we have destroyed all or closed all our nuclear plants mm-hmm. except one in San Luis Obispo called the Diablo facility. And that produces 18 billion kilowatt hours. Remember, we need 250 billion. So you actually need to build 15 new nuclear reactors equal to Diablo to create the energy that's needed. Because remember, they're taking the energy out of the gasoline and diesel that's going to be used to move goods and people in the state. So you need energy, electrical energy, to replace it. So no one wants to build 15 new Diablo Canyons. Each one takes over a decade of just permitting to start, and no one's talking about that investment.
What so I'm, can I just mm-hmm. like intercede here? All right. So when you are talking about nobody wants to build these nuclear reactors and some of the other statistics you were giving. Right now, when we're talking about going green, so what I'm hearing is that just gibberish? I mean, how can we take the state and really go green? I mean, it should be one thing at a time when we talk about overall going green. That could never happen when you're talking about the statistics of what we have to build in order for our state to go green.
Yes, that's the basis of the book, Physics for Future Presidents. It sounds great to go green, and you try to tie it into global warming. But if I say, yeah, what's the journey, and what direction, what's going to cost? And you never, ever hear anybody in the state say that, well, we'll have to maybe find 15 nuclear reactors, or we're going to take up the whole state with windmills, and then we have to add batteries. They refuse to actually talk about the whole scope. But in a short term for a political election, the go green is such a thing, and we're ending up suspending common sense. I just remember the play of Music Man.
Yes.
Nice, sleepy little town on the river. They're happy up until a guy comes in and says, you got a problem right here in Music City.
Right.
And within seconds, townspeople are saying, trouble. And then they suspend common sense, and he starts taking their money and builds them out. That's sort of what I think the fear of climate change is, suspending common sense. But somebody's got to actually tell the Californians how they're going to replace the energy in the gasoline tanks and the diesel tanks that allow us to carry on our life. And they haven't said, where does it come from? Energy, if you're going to take energy from a rolling vehicle with wheels and say, look, that energy can't come from diesel, what's going to come from? And how heavy is the battery? How much is it going to cost? And they've never looked at the whole – I've never seen an article or Gavin Newsom getting up and saying, well, this is a journey that we'll do in, you know, 10 years, and we're going to produce all this. Well, they haven't committed to that. And the other part is, in this talk I gave in Reading, I can close with the great picture of the bullet train. Let's remember that. We all passed high-speed rail, 2008. There was a bond issue. We all jumped on that. So today, there is passenger miles on that system, zero. That started in 2008, and it's a construction project. And they only recently completed the permits to build the railroad.
Only recently, since 2008.
Yeah, and there's only a small part of track.
That 2008, just the permits have been completed.
Yeah. How do you put a high-speed rail through Menlo Park in Palo Alto at ground level? You know, there was resistance, political resistance. But back to the issue of energy, it is actually a simple conversion to, if you're going to replace gasoline.
Okay. Right. We have to take a break. I'm so sorry. And then, Ben's told you to move closer to the mic.
Okay.
So probably have been told that by a listener. So we'll get on that.
All right.
We do have, to take a break, you guys. Oh, it's so good. Of course, Carl's not here, so he's, can't really tell you all about his haircuts, but we're going to say this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Sorry about the echo.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations. Sessions, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to our Thursday edition on the 15th of August here. How are you this morning? 7:51, this is KCNR. And Linda Bott here. I'm sitting in, we had Trish for a long time. In fact, I called Trish recently and said, you know, we really miss you. And Trish is doing well. I want you to know she's doing well. She had a back issue. And if anybody has experienced chronic pain, you know, it's just, it can just kind of take you to your knees. So, but she's doing better, and I want everybody to know, you know, we pray for Trish. She's doing great, and I'm sure she'll be back on the air sometime. So, good. Carl's on assignment, and I could not be happier to have Dr. Doug McConnell with me this morning. And we were discussing the bullet train.
Well, it's just an example of another big project that's been mismanaged. At great expense.
Right. And we were talking about green and the concept of what it is. And you were discussing like how many, nuclear outfits we need as well as, dams, et cetera, in order to really be green in California. Well, it would never happen in our lifetime.
Yeah. Well, electricity is not an energy source. It's a conduit. You have to generate it somewhere and you have to get it to you. And then in your house, you can plug an appliance in. And you have to create every bit of electricity. Gasoline contains energy in it. In fact, in this book I referenced, The Physics for Future Presidents, one of the great facts you learn is that a pound of gasoline contains within that 1 pound the energy equivalent of 15 pounds of TNT. Think of it.
Really?
Yes. Gasoline and diesel oil. Actually, diesel contains even more. So chemical energy is what those fuels are. Those are chemical bonds that are burnt and release heat. And we use the heat to do work. And we generate electricity with that, or if you wish, or you can generate motive power to push your car to the market. And that's what the automobile is. But replacing that with electrical energy, you have to produce every bit of the electricity that you're going to use to go to the market, maybe more efficient. But the challenge in the state is to produce 250 billion kilowatt hours extra over what it does today. And so my discussion is they need to tell you how they're going to do that. There's no – it's one thing to ban gasoline and diesel – and sound like you're a pompous and good politician. Oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, avoid heating up the earth and all that by banning it. Well, what are you going to replace it with? How are you going to generate it?
How do we get from point A to point B? And how do we get our goods?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, Redding sits at the end of a very long supply truck route up and down the I-5, and you have truck stops. And so how I got into this is one Costco gas station near me in Long Beach pumps 65,000 gallons of gasoline a day into automobiles. Yours up here, I pulled in and asked them, I think they produce – they pump 55,000 gallons of gasoline at Costco in Redding, and I think an additional 15,000 of diesel. There's some ratio there. So that's energy going into devices that then use that heat to move goods, services, people to Little League games, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that energy is easily calculable of what we consume, and you're going to have to replace that with electricity. And that's the issue. How are you going to do this? And then, look, I won't even get into the grid. But the point is, if you're going to have this political process and not just respond to government subsidies coming out of Washington, which is being pumped into the system all over, you need to actually come clean. People, how are you going to do it? What's the timetable? How are you going to produce this 250 billion kilowatt hours that we need over what we produce today? And then how, and I was just listing some of the things.
Right.
That you either have solar, water, but they don't want to do it with natural gas, which is actually quite clean and quite, you can do it.
So when Trump was saying at the end of his drill, baby, drill, I could just see that if environmentalists were listening and watching that, that would make one cringe when you think about drill, baby, drill. However, comma,
mm-hmm.
What do you say about that?
Well, you're going to – drill refers to getting oil and natural gas.
Right.
We have enormous stores of natural gas.
Yes, we do. And right up here, right up and down 5, too.
Mm-hmm. Natural gas is a wonderful power. In fact, the power plants pretty much in California have gone away from fuel oil, which they used to use at the – and to natural gas, which is a very effective and efficient medium. But you need energy to produce electricity. All electricity is getting energy out of a generator of some sort. Could be a windmill, could be a solar panel, but ultimately that has to be created. Every bit of electricity has to come from a source, which is an energy source, wind, solar, and then particularly chemical energy, which is methane, which is natural gas. And so they aren't telling us how they plan to – they've told you the goal, and now they've got deadlines in which you can't drive your internal combustion engine anymore. They got that, which is really about regulation. But that behind every one of those decisions, they have to tell us how are you going to replace that energy. I don't think I've ever heard it to accomplish that goal, and that's why – this physics professor at Berkeley has so much fun talking to non-physicists about the actual limitation of physics for future presidents. I mean, people that want to make political decisions. But ultimately, you can't take energy from here unless you have a plan to replace it.
And what's the book again, Doug?
It's, don't have his name.
Okay.
But it's called the Physics for Future Presidents.
Physics for Future Presidents.
It's easily 30 years old and new productions of it, and he updates it. But he talks about – this is where you learn that he actually has a great vision. Which has more energy in it, a chocolate chip cookie or an equal patty of TNT?
Really?
Well, he's showing us the physics, the difference is. It turns out that the chocolate chip cookie – holds 8 times more potential energy than does the TNT. Same patty, same weight. Now, the TNT, if you hit it with a hammer, will release the energy in a microsecond, destroy your house and you.
Right.
But you feed that chocolate chip cookie to an 18-year-old, and you will get more work out of the chocolate chip cookie. And that's because that's organic chemical bonds. TNT is just waiting to explode, but it has oxygen. I won't go into all that. But the point is, the most energy dense material in the our universe today, ignoring nuclear, is oils. That's why all lamps were oils in the day.
Yes.
The olive oil lamp and whale oil lamp.
Whale oil.
Kerosene, yeah. Replaced that. And then gasoline. It's a source of heat because it burns. originally we had locomotives with wood.
Right, and coal.
Yeah, and then that ran up and down. And then eventually right. they ran on oil. So heat works. Yeah.
Well, thank you for, gosh, I think we had a science or a chemical or a what did we have? What kind of lesson do we just get?
Well,
energy.
A lesson is if you got a plan to do something, then you better have to come clean with the folks and tell you how we're going to get
there. How you're going to get there.
And what it costs.
Exactly.
Which didn't happen with a bullet train.
Okay. Oh, we're going to take a break for our 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott sitting in for, Carl is on assignment. So we're here this morning, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming up in the next hour. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. The showdown is set. The two vice presidential hopefuls have agreed to debate each other. It will happen on October 1st.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will face each other in a debate hosted by CBS News in New York City. Both potential vice presidents accepted the CBS invitation to debate on the 1st of October. The VP debate will take place 3 weeks after the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, and as early voting in some states gets underway for the general election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans were in more of a buying mood last month.
U.S. retail sales increased 1% from June to July after having declined slightly the previous month. Auto dealers, electronics, and appliance stores, as well as grocery stores, all reported strong gains. Adjusted for inflation, sales rose about 0.8%.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe says retail spending was up by the most in 18 months. Wall Street is pleased. The benchmarks have been sharply higher this morning. Looks like it could be a rough weekend weather-wise on Bermuda.
Currently, Hurricane Ernesto is located northeast of the Turks and Caicos, east of Bahamas, currently moving north at 13 miles per hour. And on the forecast track, it's forecast to move towards Bermuda, where a hurricane warning was issued this morning at 5 a.m. And should approach Bermuda on Saturday.
Larry Kelly at the National Hurricane Center. Ernesto not expected to have much, if any, impact on the east coast of the U.S. Number of people applying for jobless benefits dropped last week, falling 7,000 from the week before to 227,000. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 401 points for a gain of 1%. The Nasdaq ahead 318 points, and the S&P is up 67. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Fresh peace talks aimed at ending Sudan's 16-month war have started, but neither of the warring sides has entered the bargaining room.
In a call to the head of the Sudanese army and the de facto leader of the country, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Anthony Blinken stressed the need to end the devastating conflict. Diplomatic efforts to silence the guns have so far failed. The army has boycotted the latest talks, but delegates from the paramilitary, the RSF, are in Geneva. The army said the RSF should withdraw from urban centers it controls for peace talks to happen. It has also objected to the presence of the United Arab Emirates as an observer. It had previously accused the Emirati authorities of backing the RSF, something they deny.
The BBC's Kalkadan Vittel. Well, it might sound improbable, but Europe is still importing Russian natural gas through pipelines that run through Ukraine. News and analysis at townhall.com. Google has taken the wraps off its next-gen Pixel phones.
The launch provides the maker of Android software a head start on the next iPhone in the race to bring more artificial intelligence services to devices that have become people's constant companions. The showcase occurred 2 months earlier than the company typically rolls out the next models in its Pixel phone lineup, and Google left little doubt that the Pixel 9 phones are meant to be a vessel for the AI technology that's expected to reshape society.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Arizona's Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for voters can refer to an unborn child as an unborn human being. Language will be used in the description for a November ballot measure. It would guarantee the constitutional right to an abortion in Arizona. The justices siding with Republican lawmakers over proponents of the ballot measure. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this Thursday edition. This is Linda Bott and Dr. Doug McConnell is sitting in with me this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Hello. Linda, good to see you.
Yeah, we've discussed a lot of things on energy, the bullet train, the farsity of how when you talk about green, what it really takes to go green. And rather than going to all these details again, you can always go back into the archives. For those of you who can go to KCNR1460.com and listen to the archives from our former shows as well. Again, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Getting into the weather, will be sunny today with a high of 92. Overnight lows with haze, then areas of smoke. Of course, if you're looking outside right now, you can see it. So my eyes are feeling it. 63 tonight. 94 tomorrow, hazy skies as well, mostly clear tomorrow night with 63. And Saturday, could be a chance of showers, about 30% with a high of 86 and overnight lows of 57. On Sunday, we're calling for 86, sunny skies, overnight lows of 58. And so there's your forecast for the next few days. The weather is brought to you by your friends out in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. And their commercials are fabulous. They talk about they stayed in their the generation of their family businesses. Corporations want to come in and buy them out, and they just want to keep it local. They're fantastic. 365-3793. So, Doug, let's get right down to it,
okay.
And let's talk about a statistic you asked me right before we went on. How many gallons of blood do you think I produced in my lifetime?
That's while we start the conversation. Interestingly, I never bothered to calculate that till I was putting together a talk. Till I was putting together a talk again, and we all produce about 1.2 gallons, or let's just a gallon of blood gets pumped on average per minute. And, of course, when you're an infant, it's less, but you also play basketball. But the point is, so you pretty much take the number of minutes you've been alive, multiply that by one, easy to do, and those would be the gallons that your body's pumping, that your heart has pumped around your blood. That's how you get all your oxygen. So in my case, I was 78 years of old at the time when I was doing the calculations, and I put 1.2 gallons per minute times the minutes of my lifetime, came out to be 54 million gallons.
So we talk about how the body is a miracle. The human being, and I've always said, the biggest, when you think about the most spectacular thing on the planet, it really is, to me, the human body. I've always said this.
Mm-hmm.
How we have the ability to heal ourselves for every 7 years, the recreation of what happens with skin and... And you hear people that when they get older, their eyesight gets better. I don't know how that happens, but just things that can go on in your body. I mean, I feel ridiculous when I say things because you're the doctor and you've got all these Latin terms for everything, and I say things.
Well, I must say, in my training, we were pretty much focused on at least as a heart surgeon, 8 years of learning how to fix the heart and stop the heart and go on the heart-lung machine, go in and replace valves and so forth. So you really learn the technique. But standing back and looking at the grand scope of how amazing this is didn't really happen until later in my life when I began to think about, well, this heart. So some interesting information is that we all, each of us, began as one fertilized ovum, 5/1000ths of an inch in diameter, every human. In fact, a large shoebox would hold the origin cell of all 8 billion people on the earth, one big shoebox in size. But in that one cell, you have all the blueprints, all the chemical factories and structures and plans how to create tissues that are different than your teeth, are different than your eyeball, and you inside your ear you have things that allow you to not fall over when you walk, and then your bones, fingernails, big toes, little toes, and more importantly, left and right. Our hands are left and right handed. They are not interchangeable. Same with your feet. You have a left shoe and a right shoe, and they don't fit the other way around. There's three-dimensional structures, and that one cell develops all that. One of the things it does is develop your heart, and the heart is the first organ in the developing in the womb to actually be functional as the grows, because it has to be pumping blood to the placenta to get oxygen. Otherwise, the baby dies in the womb. So your heart is 7 months older than you are.
That's a fascinating takeaway. I wrote that down because
It's beating on its own. You've never thought to have to, unlike your thermostat at home, your heart knows you need to increase the heart rate, slow down the heart rate. You stand up at night to go into the living room. It knows to pick up the heart rate. It's totally autonomous, and it provides the blood flow that your brain and the rest of your body needs. Slows down at night, speeds up during the day, start jogging or riding a bike on the bike trail. It handles that. You don't think about it. It's about 1 pound, because it's really a series of four chambers, so they're empty. So it's a little over 1 pound organ. And it's been pumping blood since before you were born. And it can now be well seen with ultrasounds. It's working away. That's the only way you grow bigger. So that led me to, in a talk I had to go, is just what really intrigued me was that in the world of heart surgery, we have to stop the heart to go inside and replace a valve, for example. So for us to replace the function of the heart, we, mankind, we basically, you have the surgery and you're looking at the heart, and then you basically, for us to stop a 1 pound heart and replace its function, we roll in a 250 pound machine, which is plugged into the wall, has four electric pumps, several feet of tubing, an artificial lung oxygenator, all of it, which is thrown away at the end, and we can only stay on that machine 4, 5, 6 hours at the most, sometimes more, but that's emergency. The point is, mankind has something well over 250 pounds that's going to replace this 1 pound organ that you've had your entire life. And we can only do it temporarily. Best technology in the world. We don't have a way of replacing a heart with a mechanical one. It's always been a go. So anyway, doing the math, I think you add up all your heartbeats in your life. I've had about approaching 3 billion heartbeats. And because your heart beats about 70 beats a minute. Inside are four valves. So that would mean there's 12 billion valves opening and closing, opening and closing. Because you need four valves to make the heart function. If they leak or obstruct flow, you got something you got a CV for.
Right.
So it's an amazing organ, but it wasn't in later my life that I recognized, wait a minute, this has been working my entire life, that I came up with this 54 million gallons of blood. And it was my wife who said, this is part of a talk, and she said, we've got to make it more visual. She's a nurse. And so I said, how would you do that? She said, well, let's put it in gasoline tank trucks, which we all see on the highway.
Right.
8,000 gallon tank. Yeah. And that's about...
semis with the big...
Yeah. And they're tanker. About 65 feet long. Anyway, she... we've parked, visually parked them bumper to bumper, and they left from Long Beach and extended to Ventura, California.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how much my heart is pumped.
My gosh.
And yours similar.
So we talk about the miracle of the body. Dr. Doug McConnell is, you know, our former head of heart surgery here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Brilliant. Been a good friend. Loved to hear his talks. Loved to have him with me this morning. We do have to take a break here.
Okay.
Thanks so much for being with us. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Okay, Judy at Maxwell Insurance. You know, for all your insurance and financial needs, helping veterans and their families. They're located up on Hilltop Drive. Well, there's a lot of people who are freaking out now about their insurance being canceled, it being tripled. Do we stay with the company? I would say if you need a second opinion, approach Maxwell Insurance. They are going to really lead you in the right direction. I've had several friends that have helped them with helping their sanity.
Yeah.
That's Maxwell Insurance. Hey, this is Linda Bott, and this is KCNR. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Reading, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
All right. Really want to see you. 8:19 in the morning, Ari. Oh, gosh. Welcome back. Rebecca Baird is here, and we're very excited to have her in her new position where she is president and CEO of the EDC. That's the Economic Development Corporation of Shasta County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and let's turn her up a little bit, Ben. And, of course, you've been hearing some miracle comments and some wonderful things from Dr. Doug McConnell. He's been co-hosting with me today.
Yes, that's
and
been fun.
And so, you know, if there's something that comes up with this conversation with Rebecca and you just have a question, please jump in because, you know, we're going to find out all about Rebecca's new position and what's happening. And I know that you said you were late because, well, not late, but I mean, held up because of back to school traffic on 5 to 44.
Yeah, stuck all the way on 5 to go west on 44. And I, you know, in my role as the CEO of the EDC, I think this is good. People are going to work.
Yes.
And this is commerce and business, and we have a thriving community here. So I'd like to see that as a good sign. But traffic in Reading is not something that we're really used to.
We're not used to 5 minutes to get wherever we go. It's not a big deal. So, yes, to have that backed up, you're thinking, is there an accident?
Yeah. I thought something was up, but I really just think it's back to school.
So, Rebecca Baird, let's hear a little bit. First of all, let's share with our listeners who Rebecca Baird is.
Yeah, you know, so it's good to be back in the studio. I spent some time in a development role with One Safe Place locally, and so thankful, just want to touch on that, to get plugged into the community. You know, we moved up here about 3.5 years ago from the Bay Area, my husband and I did, and just immediately got plugged into the community and met so many wonderful people, and had an opportunity to meet Todd Jones, my predecessor, learn a little bit about what he did at the EDC, and remember thinking, wow, that's a really fun job. You know, my background before I went into nonprofit work was really just about business and strategy and growth. And I've had kind of a long, windy road of a career, but really multiple industries, but all based in strategy and growth. At some point, that led me down the nonprofit path, but had really always been a business person. So when Todd announced he was leaving, you know, just had sort of an eye on, this is a way that I could continue to invest in the community and be a part of the community, and was in Leadership Reading at the time. And thank God for Leadership Reading, because even as plugged in as I was at One Safe Place, met so many more incredible people and just felt immediately connected to all the wonderful things that we have in the region and, you know, in the area. So after a pretty grueling interview process, ended up being the final pick and the candidate. So thankful for the opportunity. But it really aligns with my background. The EDC focuses really on four different things. One is business attraction and retention. So I was a commercial real estate broker in Indiana, and that's where that attraction and retention really kind of aligned.
I could see you doing that work.
Oh, it was a great job.
Yes.
It was before the market crashed in 2008,
yes.
You know. So it was a tough time to be in real estate, as everybody in real estate knows.
Did you do commercial or residential?
I did commercial.
Okay.
So I specialized primarily in office, but I did a lot of mixed-use properties.
Okay.
In Indianapolis, Indiana as a city, is a logistics hub, right? And so even though I wasn't working directly in that specific discipline, lots of folks in the office were doing that. So we're touching, you know, we had like the first Amazon warehouse in the Midwest, right?
Wow,
Indianapolis was really fighting on it and to get it, and they won. And our firm was a part of that. So really was just in a thriving community that was building as a commercial real estate broker. When I moved out to California to San Jose, For the San Jose Airport, I actually oversaw air service development as one of my responsibilities as Deputy Director of Business Development Innovation. And,
well, that was fascinating.
So that's one, you know, one
and
of the most.
And that's a big jump from Indiana to San Jose.
Big job, lots of responsibility, and a lot of fun. Our director at the time wanted to really bring Silicon Valley into the airport. And so my job was to go out into Silicon Valley and find all these startups or meet with folks that wanted to do business with the airport and help them bring their ideas to life in an airport setting. So I was, you know, in autonomous vehicles driving around the city streets of San Francisco in rush hour without a driver, you know. And this is before these things were real smooth or they didn't know how to merge yet. I don't even know if they still know how to merge.
And you're here to tell the story.
I'm still here, right. But there were so many neat things and just so many opportunities in Silicon Valley, and to be a part of that and to couple that innovation and startup world with then, again, overseeing air service development, those are the other two pillars for the Shasta EDC.
Wow.
We help the city with the airport for air service development, and then we also run Startup Reading. So it just seemed like when this all came to fruition,
right,
that this long road of a career that I've had that's wound in a few different directions.
You can check those boxes, girl.
Really makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to just segue right away, because when you said airport, my ears went bing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We all want to know what is happening at the airport.
Yeah, well, the exciting news is that I think that we are at a stage with United Airlines, and this is all, you know,
in the works.
In the works. There are no promises, but it's more of a when we'll get new service rather than an if.
Okay.
Now, there's a big caveat there, and it's something called a minimum revenue guarantee.
All right. We've had that before.
We've had that before.
With $1 million or whatever in the bank to hold, you know, so that to cover.
Yep, and that was for L.A. And so situation now is that we're about $2 million. So inflation, increasing costs to the airlines, and all the things. Essentially, when an airline comes into a city, they're making a significant investment.
Yes.
And I think one of the things that people don't understand is that the airlines have a limited number of airplanes. And so when they make a decision to put an aircraft in a specific city, that means that they're choosing not to put it somewhere else. And so even I had to make sense of, you know, this minimum revenue guarantee. Mm-hmm. And a significant portion is funded by the FAA to help smaller communities get air service. So part of the minimum revenue guarantee that we're working on right now is funded by the FAA. So we're getting some support, but it really boils down to community support. And mm-hmm. thankfully in the past, the community has been really supportive, and there's some momentum now to build this minimum revenue guarantee so that we can get eastbound service, which would be Denver,
okay.
Through United.
All right,
yeah.
Because I know a lot of people are bummed out that Avelo has stopped Burbank.
Yeah.
That was a big gateway for a lot of people to work, double work. I've got like a handful of friends that do the both.
Totally get it. And, you know, we still have that Southern California connection through L.A., United to L.A., so we haven't, you know, lost a connection to Southern California. And I think in years to come, we'll look at those connections. Lots of folks from Reading happen to go to San Diego. That happens to be one of the top destinations for Reading. But Denver really is the key through United. It'll connect us from Reading to the rest of the country
right.
with one stop.
That's fantastic. Okay, so that's not if, that's when. All right, so you answered what's happening with the airport, and that's a big, like, when.
When.
So that's the works.
That's in the works.
Okay.
It's the when. And I might have said too much already, but I'm guilty of that.
We want to hear all what the stuff around it is just as important as the if and the when. Okay.
So.
And we do have to take a break here in a minute. You have a question?
Well, when I lived up here, United Airlines was just linked to San Francisco. So they do fly to L.A. now?
Yeah. So we have service to San Francisco and L.A. on United, and we have service to Seattle on Alaska. So we're going places.
That sounds good. That's an improvement.
And it's nice to fly out of the little Reading airport. I really, we love that. You know.
It's so convenient.
Right, it really is.
Yep.
Rebecca Baird is here. Okay, we're going to get into some other good stuff because you did 2 points. Did you go into the fourth, the three or the four?
Attraction, retention, and growth. That's for current businesses located here now. Air service development, and then we also run Startup Reading. That's the fourth.
Okay, so let's talk about that when we get
back.
How's that? Startup Reading. Okay.
Great.
Rebecca Baird is in the house, and I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell, who's doodling over there, making notes. You're probably writing some down of these stats.
Attraction, retention, growth,
yeah,
and startup.
Man, you are a statistic kind of guy. I love how you study, and you gave us, like, visuals on how much blood in those, like, gas tanks from Long Beach to Ventura.
84 miles
in
of tank charge.
One body pumping through their life.
Yeah.
Amazing. So let's talk about Shasta, what's happening with EDC and pumping blood and life back into Reading in the Shasta County when we get back here on KCNR. This is Linda Bob. We'll be right back.
That's a pretty good link.
Beautiful world. I wish I was special.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Okay.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Good morning and welcome back to our Thursday edition here of Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bach. Carl is on assignment, off-grid. I'll tell you what, can't wait. We got to tune in on Monday because you'll hear all about his four-day, romp up in the wilderness with a bunch of guys on a tribal ride. It's the 15th of August, and I am here in the studios with Rebecca Baird and Dr. Doug McConnell. Welcome back. Again, it's 8:34 in the morning, and I will say that Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, brings us this segment. If you're not getting treatment for work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing without treatment. You may not recover. So give him a call, and you know that's always free to do so, 530-262-2168. All right, Rebecca Baird, before we took a break, we were talking that you were president and CEO of EDC. We were talking about a couple of the four pillars of what it takes to bring economic development into Reading, and the fourth tier is
startup and innovation. Yeah, all entrepreneurship.
Right. So tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, so the EDC basically runs Startup Reading. We've got two incredible folks with a lot of energy who run that program for us. They meet monthly and cover different topics for startups. Anybody that really has an idea and wants to start a business can come to Startup Reading and hear from a number of different disciplines on what it would take to eventually launch that startup, or if you already have a startup or a small business and it's operational, how you can grow and expand. So that's a really important piece of what we do, because a healthy economy actually includes a healthy startup ecosystem. One thing that we know is that most of the people in that room, most of, aren't going to start their business. It's really scary, and it takes a lot of courage, and it's a long, lonely road when you open your own business. So it's a really lonely path. If, you know, anybody listening's ever opened their own business, probably shaking their head yes.
Well, we did it, and Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank, you know, and he's the one who called to put, you know,
yep.
I love this guy. He was on yesterday.
On our board, yep.
He, you know, when you take the idea of trying to buy or purchase, or you can't just buy. You can't buy an FCC. You have to go through a period, because it's through the feds where you attain or acquire an FCC license and then build a business around that. We did that from a piece of paper. We built this whole station.
Yeah.
And it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. It still has been, you know. And people don't understand that when you buy a business, it is not, or you're going to start a business, it's not 8 to 5. You're not if you're working for a corporation, okay, that's one thing. You know, you're on a paycheck, you've got 8 to 5, you maybe have benefits. When you're doing something and you're starting a thought and you're building it into bringing it into four walls, creating a website, building a business around it, doing a whole, it's like having quadruplets.
Yeah. With no experience.
With no experience. And then having to change them and feed them and figure it out. Just figure it out. That one's going to roll over there. Why change this one? And that one needs to be fed. And, you know, It's like the octopus arm. So I have nothing but respect, and this is why we really feel you need to support local. We know what it takes. You need to support local. I said this yesterday, that before you think about just picking up the phone and calling Amazon or going online and doing because it's convenient, and it may cost $5 or $10 more, and yes, we're under a budget, but if you live in Reading and you put your roots here, or Shasta County, you put your roots down here, and you really want to make a difference, your consumer dollars matter.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
So when do you meet?
So this group meets once a month. I would say check our website. It's usually the third Monday of the month. And then the other thing that we do as part of Startup Reading is something called AI Connect. And so the world of artificial intelligence is ever-changing, changes rapidly from month to month. It changes so rapidly that we typically don't put those topics out until
right.
just a couple of weeks before, because they are changing from one month to another. And so there's some I would say, a class. It's not really a class. It's just a group getting together to learn about different tools, but ChatGPT, how these new photo services, you know, everybody can get their headshot now generated by AI. There's AI voiceover. So you could take your voice. Somebody could take a recording of this talk, you know, the show, and use it to recreate all of our voices.
Right.
And then lots of times you can't discern whether that's really Rebecca talking or Linda talking or if that's the AI. And for a business actually who needs to write things, or maybe you're putting together an ad, that can be helpful, right?
Yes.
We talk a lot of times about the bad actors and all of this.
Yes.
But really for how it supports business, ad generation, you can just go to certain tools and put in what you want, and it'll give you basically a print or digital ad that you could use as a business. And one of the things I respect so much about where we are in Reading and Shasta County is that we're really a town where people are doing their own work, right? So Linda, you and Carl are running the station and doing all the things. So sitting at the computer, you know, and typing up marketing materials or putting ads together, that's not the only thing you do, right? So these small businesses with one or two or a few people, could really benefit from the use of some of these tools. So we cover those in monthly meetings as well. And all those details are on the Startup Reading website, too.
All right, so let's talk about that website.
Yeah. Our website is full of information. So
right.
we have a dashboard that's sponsored by, I'm going to give our sponsors a little plug here, Sierra Pacific,
excellent.
Golden Valley Bank, and Dignity Health.
All right.
And that economic dashboard will tell you all the demographics you need to know about Shasta County. And a couple of surprising things, you know, as somebody who has only been here for about 3.5 years, we have a lot more people with master's degrees or degrees in general. I think oftentimes we think that we're a blue-collar town, you know, and we are, and that's important. But we have a lot of really educated people in our community. And then we really talk about cost of living. That's a big piece, too. So you can go on our website and put in what it would cost to live, you know, what city that you're comparing it to. And every quarter, that information gets updated. So I'd like to think that that stays pretty current, because we're updating every quarter with cost of living. Another thing that EDC does that's not on our website, but something that we do on behalf of our investors, so those are private companies in our region who are investing in the work that we do, mm-hmm. is we do these economic impact analysis. And so this is something that within the last 30 days I've really gotten to do for multiple companies. And so when a company's coming to Shasta County or Reading, we get to put in all the numbers of how many jobs and how many people, and we get to see what the annual impact of their, you know, their presence in our county would be. And those numbers are really powerful. I'm working with a company now that, if, you know, it's probably 2 years out. So what we do is a really long, you know, runway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. These aren't things that happen overnight. But this company would bring about 150 jobs and be about $64 million in annual GDP to our area. So I was so thrilled to be able to run those numbers and come up with that analysis. And that's just for one, right? That just tells us how important the work that we do is, and to have those businesses come in and be attracted to locating in Redding and Shasta County is super important because our economy definitely needs it.
So when people say, what do you love about Shasta County? And Doug, you can attest to this. And people say, I can't believe, you know, my world friends that, you know, we traveled the world together. I can't believe you live in Redding. And I'm like, here's what I love about Redding. Redding is my hometown. It feels like my hometown now. Redding was, in the beginning, maybe was a place to, like Doug, stop for a while. And then when Carl and I bought the station or made this business and we married first and then we built this business, we both said, because we both have traveled the world, we are going to grow ourselves here. So this is what I say to people, is that if you're ever looking to grow yourself, like you're talking about this business 2 years out, they want to bring their families. Well, we have wonderful programs here. We have our rivers and our streams and the Trinity Alps and, you know, the rodeo and Cottonwood and equestrian and you name it. We basically have got it. And if you really want big time shopping, it's not that far away. Okay. If you want big time shopping, we can do it. And then we have an airport.
We have an airport. We do.
So, yeah. And then we've got great facilities with doctors, and we've got a great heart surgeon here who saved a lot of lives. There are people actually at Shasta Regional right now saving lives.
Yeah. I always think, you know, the couple of things for me that it is that speak about our community is that number one, it's the people. In the, I would say, relatively short time that we've been here, I have never lived or worked in a community where people are as genuinely nice and as genuinely generous.
Agreed.
As the people in this community. And so it's fascinating that almost you think, like, is this true? Is this really happening? People in this area are so nice. That's the best thing we have going for us.
Agreed.
With all the travel and tourism that we have, with the way that we're able to work together and collaborate as a community to achieve some really big things, our people are the number one asset. The other thing is, as you mentioned, it's the outdoors. It's the thing that we're big boating people, my husband and I, which is one of the reasons we live here, because we get to choose from two different lakes
right
within a few minutes drive. And on Friday nights at 5 o'clock, I leave the office, and by 5:30, we're on one of the lakes. So that work-life balance, we have mountain biking, hiking, fishing. I mean, it's the best, you know, fishing spot in the world.
And you can really, you can disconnect.
You can disconnect. So the work-life balance, and I think that ability to recreate,
right.
And not just like a walk and, you know, stroll in the park or, you know, walk along the river trail. It's like for people who are really diehards in their specific hobby. You can be a diehard here, right? And we have everything that a big city has. And some people might look at me a little sideways when I say that. But the people who've been doing the work here have been doing the work and haven't they're not thinking about how to promote the work. They're just doing the work. So getting plugged in could be a little bit harder, but we have kids sports, we have dance classes, we have all the things which make our community really great.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and Ben, make it a short break so we can come back and finish up with high end. And I know Doug, you want to jump in here and ask a couple questions.
I do.
Too. Yeah, all right,
yeah.
We'll be right back.
Got a couple.
But I'm a creep. I'm a
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored
nearby?
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-through.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready to rock your boots off with Montgomery Gentry. Featuring Eddie Montgomery in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, September 6th. Saddle up and experience an unforgettable night as Eddie performs your favorite duet hit, as well as his solo debut, Ain't No Closing Me Down. Tickets to this event start at just $40 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's been a great morning here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott, 8:50 in the morning. And, of course, it's going to be hazy today with the temperatures around 93. Rebecca Baird, who is the president and CEO of EDC, has been here this morning. We've got about 8 minutes here with some final questions, as well as Dr. Doug McConnell. Thank you both for being here this morning on our KCNR morning show. Doug, I know that at the break you were talking with Rebecca. We're talking about business climate. You were talking about how you were here, but you have a couple questions that you wanted to ask on air to Rebecca.
Well, actually, I want to be very clear on your website so that people can. It sounds like a fascinating thing to see, and I want to be sure they know exactly where they're going to go.
Yeah, ShastaEDC.org.
I'm on it right now.
Okay.
It's got countywide statistics, education level, age, just everything you could possibly want to know about what's going on here. So good job.
Thank you.
Good.
I can't take any credit. We have an incredible team.
We have another topic to discuss.
And of course.
That is?
I'd like to just maybe talk a little bit about business attraction and, you know, what the process is to get people here.
Okay. It's okay to
talk about
that.
All
right, please.
I think one of the things, you know, and I'm only 4 months into this role, by the way, so these are all the things that I'm learning as we go along. Even though I've done all those things kind of that checked all the boxes that we do, really doing it in the context of Shasta County and in the context of, you know, true economic development is really fascinating work, and I'm learning so much. You know, one of the things that we talk about at the EDC is how important quality of life is. It is one of the major, major decision factors for a business. either to relocate or locate, to start in our area or to relocate from another area to where we are. So there's lots of points of information that go into those decisions, how far you are from a major interstate, whether or not you have a rail spur or, you know, those types of things, how much water is available, how much electricity is available. So really the EDC is different than like the Chamber of Commerce and other organizations supporting the small businesses. We're working with, big companies, bigger companies, what they call primary industry, to bring jobs and to drive sustainable economic growth. And so we get into light manufacturing, even warehousing and distribution, maybe some larger office users. But primarily, these are industrial-type uses of land. So having REU and with all the electricity that they can produce is a huge advantage.
Huge.
For Reading.
Just like how they partnered with Turtle Bay and Garden of Lights.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot going for us. The quality of life piece is huge, because what happens is you get a business owner, a decision maker who's invested, who says, I want to come to Reading. I'm an outdoorsman. I love the area. The people here are so nice. We can see it happening here. But then maybe the executive team comes, or the spouse or partners come, and they tour the area, right? And now the wife, is in control.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important. Quality of life is so important to the work that we do, and how we show up. All those other really fundamental things where we may check every single box. You know, Reading's about halfway, almost equidistant between Seattle and San Diego. So for somebody who's manufacturing and shipping, or somebody who's in distribution of any kind, this is a perfect location. But oftentimes we have to satisfy all of the questions about where my kids are going to go to school, where am I going to do my pottery class or my poetry class, and we have all those things, by the way, in Reading, just like the big cities. But also, where are we going to live? What do we do in our free time? And so we spend a little bit of time on quality of life. That workforce development piece is
I think it really is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a big piece that you could have all the right things. But if somebody comes and can't see themselves living here, that's the kicker. So we have to make sure people feel comfortable here and they can see themselves living here.
I have a girlfriend that comes to mind that whose husband is a doctor, you know who I'm talking about, and she came here crying from L.A., and absolutely now, all these years later, loves this area. Goes back and forth between another location, but loves this area. It has created such deep, deep friendships, and, the walking and the trails and the classes and all the things. But just because it was such a change from L.A. to come here. And I think that she's got a great story about after she got through the shock of it being a little different. Different isn't so bad. Different can be beautiful, and different could be the best you've ever had in your life.
Absolutely. So,
Sometimes you can't know it in advance.
No, you don't.
And she found it. I agree.
Yeah, I think when you talk to people that have lived here a couple of years and they're all settled in and they're transitioned and they've met some friends and plugged into all the things they like to do, people that have stayed that long absolutely love it.
Oh.
Unfortunately, in some of the professional services and medical services, we're having a harder time recruiting as a community because of, we have about 2 days to impress people when they're here for their visits. And so we have to do what we do within 2 years in 2 days to convince people that they'll love it here when they get here and after they've kind of made that transition. And I have a similar story. It took me a little bit of time, but as soon as I got plugged into the community and as soon as I met the wonderful people here, my whole perspective changed. A few years later, absolutely love it. Absolutely a place where you can work and play, raise a family.
I will say that, kind of not really knowing you, I feel that you have landed in a position as the president and the CEO of EDC that is just feels like it is perfect for you.
It's a good
thing. And you are perfect for it.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that, in knowing Rebecca, I just think that we're in good hands and great things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Big things. Looking ahead, looking to find out where we can win and have some big wins. You know, one of the best things about this job is we hit home runs. So people don't see us showing up to practice every day and driving around town looking for sites and answering these questionnaires when businesses want to relocate. You know, that's like the boring running the bases, swinging the bat, showing up to practice every day. But if we do that every day, we get to hit the home runs. And I really, really think that this area, Shasta County and Redding, we're ready to hit another home run. We've had a few, and we have great businesses. We have great commerce. The economy's doing well. We're ready to hit another home run. So I'm so very thankful and feel so fortunate to be in a role where we can help influence that and to think about, you know, what 5 or 10 or even 20 years in our community looks like when we're doing that on a regular basis.
Well, we want you to come back on a regular basis, Rebecca, and let us know what's happening in the development of these businesses and what we can do to help support. And Doug, so much appreciate you being here and some of your invaluable information that you brought as a physician and an expert in your field to just kind of give us that visual, like Bonnie was saying, like give us a visual that we can take away. Okay. And so both of you have brought that to the table this morning. Appreciate it so much. And Ben, at the helm, thank you so much. Tomorrow we've got, Turtle Bay coming on. We have Pet of the Week, of course. We've got Turtle Bay. Sharon's coming in with one of the pets from our Turtle Bay Museum, as well as House of Realty. We're going to find out what's going on. There's some weird stuff going on in the real estate market with what's happening, and I don't quite understand. I'm sure our listeners want to know too, like if you list a house or if you buy a house, what's happening with all of these new rules. So we're going to discuss that tomorrow. This is Linda Bott. Have a fabulous day, and remember, do a random act of kindness.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.